Have you ever wondered why some organizations thrive while others flounder, despite having equally talented people? The answer lies not in perfect business plans, but in leadership that creates the right conditions for human brains to perform optimally. In Boundaries for Leaders, renowned psychologist Dr. Henry Cloud reveals that leaders are ridiculously in charge of what happens in their organizations through the boundaries they establish. When leaders align their practices with how the brain naturally functions, remarkable results follow. As Cloud powerfully states, you get what you create and what you allow, a simple yet profound truth that has transformed countless leadership approaches across Fortune 500 companies, startups, and even military teams. The most effective leaders understand they're not just responsible for results, they're responsible for creating environments where success becomes possible. Our brains perform best under specific conditions that leaders must create. Three executive functions drive purposeful activity: attention, focusing on what matters; inhibition, blocking distractions; and working memory, retaining important information. Like a driver, focusing on the road, avoiding distractions, and remembering the route. A telling example: Company A implemented a 20-minute morning meeting for sharing victories and collaborative problem-solving. This focused approach led to 28% higher sales and 35% increased employee satisfaction within 6 months. In contrast, Company B struggled with scattered priorities. When asked about strategy, 8 team members gave 7 different answers, resulting in customer loss and turnover. The solution isn't more meetings, but better ones that activate brain power. When the three executive functions operate properly, they enable critical capacities: goal selection, planning, persistence, flexibility, execution, and self-regulation. Effective leadership transforms an organization into one big brain that determines priorities and executes with clarity. A business owner fired his own son for berating an employee, demonstrating how workplace emotions critically impact performance. When people experience stress or fear, their higher brain functions shut down, reverting to fight, flight, or freeze responses that impair productivity. The upper brain manages logic, creativity, and empathy, all vital for peak performance. Research shows positive emotions expand thinking while negative ones constrict it. Because moods are contagious, smart leaders recognize their emotional impact and adjust accordingly. During the 2008 financial crisis, even top advisors struggled with confidence. However, when they shared experiences in focus groups, their brain function improved. Connection physically reduces stress, as proven by research where stressed monkeys showed half the stress hormones when given companions. Our brains require positive relationships as much as oxygen and glucose. One executive demonstrated this by transforming a failing company through unified leadership, housing them in one building. Within 3 years, he eliminated toxicity and sold the debt-free company for $650 million. Effective meetings foster connection through shared purpose, active listening, collaborative problem-solving, and emotional regulation. A truly connected organization creates a culture where everyone shares purpose, relates authentically, and contributes to a compelling collective narrative. Leaders must act as gatekeepers of thinking, promoting positive mindsets while preventing negative ones. A Metropolitan Life Insurance study revealed that optimistic salespeople who failed aptitude tests outperformed smart pessimists by 50%, demonstrating how thinking patterns function like software code, determining possibilities. Organizations often reject innovations when rigid thinking prevents consideration of unconventional ideas. Steve Jobs transformed industries by challenging assumptions like you can't sell songs individually. The can't be done virus spreads when leaders fail to challenge limiting beliefs. Research on learned helplessness shows how negative thinking creates real consequences. Dogs subjected to unavoidable shocks remained passive even when escape became possible, having learned helplessness. the brain produces different chemicals based on anticipated outcomes. Dopamine from positive thinking creates alertness, while negative anticipation inhibits initiative. Learned helplessness manifests through three P's: personal, self-blame; pervasive, generalizing negativity; and permanent, believing change impossible. Leaders must recognize they're ridiculously in charge of addressing negative thinking patterns. Leaders must act as gatekeepers of thinking patterns. A Metropolitan Life Insurance study showed optimistic salespeople outperformed smart pessimists by 50% despite failing aptitude tests, proving mindset trumps traditional metrics. The can't-be-done virus spreads when leaders don't challenge limiting beliefs. While one company rejected an acquisition, citing impossible financing, another entrepreneur built a $3 billion company from bankruptcy by refusing such limitations. Negative thinking breeds learned helplessness, altering brain chemistry and suppressing initiative, while positive thinking triggers dopamine and heightens engagement. This helplessness manifests through the three P's: personal, self-blame; pervasive, generalizing negativity; and permanent, believing nothing will improve. Leaders are ridiculously in charge of preventing negative thinking and creating cultures where people overcome circumstances, like the author's 10-year-old daughter who declared, "Dad, I will find a way when faced with a heavy surfboard." When Tony Dungy became head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1996, he inherited a team with 13 consecutive losing seasons. Rather than dwelling on limitations like outdated facilities or insufficient funds, Dungy focused on one question: what factors do we control that will contribute to success? He identified three controllable factors: fewer turnovers, fewer penalties, and high-performing special teams. This focused approach led to the team's turnaround and eventually a Super Bowl victory with the Indianapolis Colts. For optimal performance, people need to feel they have control over factors affecting results. The key is not to control others, but to give them control over what drives results. The control divide exercise helps identify this. Draw a line down a page's middle. List uncontrollable factors on one side. Acknowledge them, then let go. On the other, list what you can control that drives results. Focus on these daily. Remember, busyness doesn't create momentum. Only results-driven action matters. True accountability measures both outcomes and the behaviors producing them. Don't count the score, count the behaviors that run up the score. Without external oversight, senior leaders often become reactive, losing sight of their purpose amid urgent demands. Like all systems, leaders succumb to entropy when operating in isolation. To counter this, successful leaders build strong support systems through mentors, coaches, and advisory boards who provide fresh perspectives. They show humility by acknowledging what they don't know rather than feigning expertise. While feedback is essential for growth, our brains can perceive it as threatening. Great leaders cultivate an appetite for feedback, viewing it as valuable rather than dangerous. They learn from failures without letting outcomes define their identity. Leaders must recognize fear-based decisions. One CEO retained underperforming staff, claiming protection when actually avoiding difficult choices. Having fears is natural. Letting fears drive decisions creates dysfunction. A time audit exposes gaps between priorities and actual time spent. Follow the big rocks first principle. Schedule vital priorities before minor tasks. Manage energy by matching demanding activities to peak performance times and allowing recovery periods. Your leadership effectiveness depends on your self-leadership. What boundaries ensure your continued growth and renewal?